Parachute Town Manager Stuart MacArthur has been leading the effort to create the new bus service. During Monday's commissioner meeting for Garfield County, MacArthur explained the logistics involved with such a project, including subjects like bus acquisition, developing schedules and routes, and consolidating support from community partners like Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, Colorado Mountain College, the City of Rifle, and others. Under the current proposal, service would operate 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Potential bus stop locations in the Parachute area include Willow Park Apartments and the old come-and-go site, and a park-and-ride at Cotton View Apartments. In Rifle, proposed locations are Walmart, CMC, Grand River Hospital, Garfield County Administration Buildings, and the Rifle park-and-ride. MacArthur says service could begin as early as June.
That coincides with two things. One, school's over, so school bus drivers might be available to work, and also that notes the end of the RAFTA's winter season.
Garfield County Commissioner John Martin notes the timing would also overlap with the end of Colorado Mountain Express busy winter schedule, and Commissioner Tom Jankowski says that a decrease in oil and gas development could also free up certified drivers. Representatives from the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority also attended the meeting. Parachute Town Manager Stuart MacArthur says RAFTA has also expressed concerns about the availability of qualified CDL drivers. Still, RAFTA has been providing support in the development of routes, schedules, and fee structures, along with driver training, and agreeing to assist with dispatch in the evenings once the service gets up and running. Also in attendance was Tinker Duclo, Dean of Colorado Mountain College's Rifle Campus. Commissioners asked Duclo to clarify the college's support for the project. She says the decision would have to be approved by the board, but could not offer a timeline on when they might make a decision. Duclo asked commissioners whether the successful implementation of the project could eventually lead to a ballot initiative for Rifle and Parachute to join RAFTA. Commissioner Jankowski says that isn't likely given the nature of RAFTA's funding model.
It's more than just a sales tax at this point. It's also a property tax. And so, I mean, that's a dual tax question that I think we might have better luck to go out with an independent transportation area that goes from Silt to Parachute and unincorporated Garfield County. You know, that's definitely a ways away.
Jankowski also says that if CMC's board is not interested in supporting the project, he would recommend shortening the route to stop before the Rifle campus and have routes end at 8 p.m. instead of 9. Parachute Town Manager Stuart MacArthur says the City of Rifle is supporting the initiative by performing traffic studies around proposed bus stop locations. Grand River Hospital was also approached for support, but MacArthur says they didn't respond favorably. Lastly, MacArthur says he is trying to secure funding from Walmart and City Market in exchange for bus advertising. Just before voting to approve the grant, Commissioner Mike Sampson made final comments in support of the project.
It's good to see parties working together. Rifle, hopefully CMC. I feel very favorable. I feel positive about that. And I think we can hopefully draw in some other partners to make this a reality because it's a definite need.
You can find more specifics of the proposed bus service at garfield-county.com. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.